So I will officially welcome everyone now on this beautiful day of June the 26th and our pre-conference communications that we often chat about before we actually start were about the very unusual patterns of weather where places that are used to having rain this time of year are in drought. Other places are flooding. We have brush fires in the southwest, and we need stabilization. And as I was explaining to those who were on the pre-call phase of our chat, that this is one of the powerful actions of the blessing, is that it brings each one of us back into a perfect inner equilibrium. And that inner equilibrium creates a closer connection with the planet, with one another, with all of our bodily functions, and with God and the cosmos, so that whatever gifts and blessings and opportunities are being provided for us are simply more accessible and more easily and readily assimilated. We have these patterns of equilibrium even all the way down to the molecular structure within each cell of our body. It is amazing what has been revealed through microbiology and the electron microscope and what we've been able to study about these the systems of equilibrium within ourselves. They're quite similar to the systems of equilibrium within our planet, within our solar system, within our galaxy, and then our galaxy into the larger patterns of the universe. And we navigate our whole lives by these systems of equilibrium. Unfortunately, when events happen that throw us out of balance, I know we've all said at times, oh, I'm just out of sorts today. I got up on the wrong side of the bed, or maybe somebody said that to you. Did you get up on the wrong side of the bed? Well, they're making a reference to you being out, or you're making a reference to yourself, of being a little bit out of equilibrium. You can't quite walk in your own boots then. Everything's a little more upsetting than it should be, or maybe you read a page and you read it wrong. And on another day, you would read it totally differently. Or you would hear the news and you would interpret it reactively. Whereas on another day, you might hear the same comment and just say, well, yeah, unfortunately, that is happening. But you'd have a more objective response to it. We've all been there. We've all done that. We know what it feels like to be out of equilibrium. We also have all realized that when we're out of equilibrium, we're more susceptible to catching a cold. Something as simple as that. We could be in the grocery store, somebody sneezes, and we slap our forehead and say, oh my gosh, I'm going to get that. I'm going to be sick. I know I will. We go into agreement with the fact that we will. And really, it seems silly that we would agree to that. Why would we? Why instead wouldn't we say, okay, I probably just inhaled some flu germs, but they're not going to bother me. You know, why wouldn't we say that instead? Well, I think the main reason we don't say that is because we ultimately have our strongest belief etched in our equilibrium. Our equilibrium is what we rely on to be able to walk across the room. Have you ever gotten up after having, let's say you've got a little bout of an inner ear infection, or you've taken some medication that makes you a little woozy, or remember back in college when you had a fraternity party the next morning and you didn't quite walk straight? Well, your equilibrium was all completely off. Okay, so you know what it's like. And we don't walk straight. We don't think straight. But we actually absolutely believe in our equilibrium. And we know when it's right, we know when it's off, and we'll make it our top priority. And as a matter of fact, we have to, because one of the laws you simply don't break. You could break the speeding laws on the highway and justify, say, well, I didn't agree to that speed. I want to drive this speed. You know, we all have our little justifications why we form agreements or break agreements. But the one thing we don't ever disagree with is gravity. Have you ever disagreed with gravity? If you ever did, you didn't disagree with it for very long. And gravity waves are very, very part of what's holding in place your whole inner equilibrium. And that's something you also don't disagree with. It's a core inner belief. And that's what I want to talk to you more about that today. Because the fact is, we know this has been statistically, scientifically charted that most people who develop serious illnesses develop them within 6 months to a year of some major loss of equilibrium, which generally was brought about by a loss of a job, a loss of a loved one, loss of a relationship, deep confusion about something happening in the world, deep inner loss of self-esteem, perhaps surgery, things that can just totally throw your equilibrium off. Most major illnesses happen within the circle of that loss of equilibrium. And despite whatever chemical or medical procedures you use for dealing with that illness, the one thing that seems to always accompany healing is the regaining of equilibrium. Isn't that an interesting statistic? And that is a known, scientifically charted statistic. When we regain our inner equilibrium, everything goes better. Well, not only does it go better for us, but then there's the ripple effect, our effect on those around us. And then from them to those around them, and from them to those around them. And one of the things that that is central to the giving of the blessing is the restoration of that inner equilibrium. So let's talk about where it starts. It all starts with the moment of your conception. Your original cell was a heart cell, and it beat like a little heart. And it was totally centered in perfect equilibrium. Once two cells were created, that equilibrium had to be, it's kind of like walking. It had to be maintained, but it's a little like walking. You know, in order to take a step, you have to lose equilibrium, and then you regain it in order to lose it again and regain it. That's how we walk across the room. We're standing, we have our equilibrium, we have to fall forward just a little bit to take a step, but then we regain our equilibrium, and thus, then we take the next step. And so, essentially, dancing and walking is equilibrium in motion. And when you can maintain your equilibrium in motion, then you're really moving through life and gracefully doing so. Well, as the cells of your body replicated, they have this wonderful, wonderful little filament that is actually light-enhancing, light-absorbing. It's actually fluorescent, which is why it's called luminin. And it connects. It's the connective tissue between the cells. And it keeps all the cells of your body in perfect equilibrium. And actually, it, looked at under an electron microscope, is a little bitty cross, which shows its, and actually it is attuned to the directions of the compass. Well, I don't want to go any deeper into detail on that at this moment, but I just wanted to kind of drop that into our cup of wisdom for today, because in your heart is the center of your equilibrium. And I think this is why Yeshua said, You must return to your heart. You must return to the innocence of a little child if you will receive the blessings of God. Because have you ever noticed how a little kid can fall and they're just, they almost bounce like a ball, they're right up. They just hardly lose their equilibrium. They're so flexible, so graceful in motion, so to speak. And, we, as we get older, we get brittle, we fall and we break a bone, or we fall and we sprain an ankle, and then we have to have help getting up, and then we may be on crutches for a couple of weeks. You know, we don't retain our equilibrium that well as we get older, but there's no reason we shouldn't. There is no biological reason why we don't. There is one eternal reason why we do not regain our physical equilibrium quickly and wholly, is because we've lost it within ourselves, within the center of our being, within the very nature of who we see ourselves to be. We have lost our personal equilibrium to the stories we live, the judgments we've made about ourselves and others, all of the off-center attitudes we've taken on, all of the off-center beliefs we've taken on. We get into diatribes about and disputes about what's going on in the world, and it's this person's fault, and it's that party's fault, and it's this nation's fault, and it's that nation's fault. Pretty soon, we don't even have a center to stand in, because something is always somebody else's fault. And this is why Yeshua said, don't judge. When you judge, you actually move to the left or the right of your being, or the up or the down of your being, but you move off center. You can't stay on center and judge. You simply can't do it. This is the main reason why he said, forgive, forgive, forgive. It's not that he intends for us to condone, to condone bad activity or to condone destructive actions. As a matter of fact, he would always forgive and then say, now don't go do that again. He didn't condone just because he forgave. He forgave in order to restore the wholeness of a person, because he knew the best and surest way for that person not to continue destructive behavior was to return to their wholeness. And you can't return to your wholeness without returning to the center of your being and your perfect equilibrium. So forgiving and condoning are not the same thing. Forgiving is what takes us off of these stuck points out here on the perimeter of our life, where we say, it's this or that that's wrong with my life, this or that was done to me, or I did this or that with somebody to somebody else, and I just can't forgive myself. You're stuck out there on the left or the right. You're way off center. Now, okay, let's just envision our body as this beautiful vertical axis that moves from the top of your head to the tip of your toes. And opening through the top of your head, you're receiving the divine and holy energy of God coming through your being, going all the way down into the earth, connecting with the earth and actually grounding you with the gravitational field so that your equilibrium is restored. And then the energy returns back through you, passes through your heart, and on its way back through, it kind of wraps a little knot, ties a little knot in your heart, and extends out horizontally. So like if you extended your arms out, almost like you were flying, you could balance yourself. Well, that's your balance beam. It's your left, your right, your balance beam. And this is actually part of not just, your body is just a large configuration that reflects the way every cell of your body is created. It's created with this vertical axis and a balance beam on it. And as we pass this energy of the Holy Spirit through your body, it passes through your heart. It takes your prayers into the earth and grounds them. It brings the energy back from the earth through your heart and then takes them on back to the heart of God, so that your prayers are now being offered from the center of your being and from the perfect equilibrium of your wholeness. As Yeshua would say to everyone, by your wholeness were you restored. Your faith has made you whole, and by your wholeness you were restored. See, just being with him took people back into their equilibrium. And people could just be in his presence. They could hear his voice. They could sit with him. One of the things that we really do in such a beautiful, simple way in our seminar is we just build a perfect personal relationship with Yeshua. Now, if you can't come to the seminar, you can do this yourself. But do it by considering him the friend that's in your life, the one who's with you and walks with you. Just get over this iconic, detached, golden-haired God that sits on a throne, that's out there somewhere completely removed from humanity. Yeshua incarnated to be one of us, part of us, walk with us, be here, and demonstrate for us exactly what we're made of. And the very flesh and blood of his being is the very thing that in touching you can recreate your wholeness. And so this has actually been a central part of my work since he came to visit me the first time in 1991. I asked him, why a portrait? And he said, because people have forgotten that I was ever really real. I've just become a good idea. I've become an icon of doctrine. I've become a son of a remote God. I've become a dictator of faith and a dictator of doctrine. They don't know me. And I can't give to anyone who doesn't know me. That's all I ever meant when I said you must know me. Not that you cannot know God without me, but I can only give to you in that you know me. But to know me personally, not know me through some doctrine or dogma, know that I live inside you, that I came here to live as you, and I am as you. Blood poured through my body. Spirit poured through me. And today, as I bless you, I am here with you. And I'm moving energy through you that you may be restored in your equilibrium. Now, what this does for you is step by step unique and different for each person. Sometimes it takes a while to get our equilibrium restored, especially if we've been through some very hard or severe negative changes. And that's a very important but pithy little comment that I want to relate to the way the world is today. A lot of us have been in stressful and extreme challenges for a number of years. And it's gone on so long, like everything from loss of credit to loss of jobs, changes in life that cause relationships to break down. We've lost loved ones. We have health problems and can't afford the medical. We're having social relationships with our friends and disagreeing. If it's not one thing, it's another. There's just been a slow, stressful, negative decline. Changes in the weather. These stressful, unpredictable patterns of weather changes we've been going through. Well, what happens when we've gone through that for a long time is these changes throw us off center. they get us off center, and we realize that this is causing harm to our health, harm to our peace of mind. So what we do is we begin building up a kind of armor around ourselves. We build up this armor, and it's not because we don't care. Of course we care, but we're trying. It's just the same way if you put a grain of sand into an oyster. It's going to build up a little bit of mucus around that sand, and the mucus will get hard, and then a little more and more and more layers of nacre until eventually we've got a pool. And so it's not, this is not a negative thing I'm talking about. It's just a natural defense mechanism in life. When you have these prolonged, irritating situations, you begin building up your defenses around them. And you build up your defenses, first of all, to help mitigate the irritation. And then second of all, to try to get back to your equilibrium. But unfortunately, it doesn't work. Unfortunately, what happens to us, instead of the pearl in the oyster, because see, that grain of sand is an inert little object that eventually becomes a beautiful little inert object, but we're living, moving, love in action creatures. We are beings of love, and our life is love in action. And so these shells we build around us immobilize us. And that immobilization has a great deal to do with the fear that has become a chronic fear in the world. A lot of time, you know, we talk about fear as having basically two responses, fight or flight. But actually, there's a third response, and it too starts with an F. It's called freeze. Fight, flight, or freeze. And many of us have just become frozen. The armor we build around ourselves has frozen us. I know a lot of you are feeling that. It's like, I don't know what to do. I am frozen in my indecision. I'm frozen in my immobility. I don't know whether to move to the right or the left or up or down. Well, that freezing is what I would call a false equilibrium. It's like you're not moving up, down, right, or left because you don't know which way to go. But unfortunately, it's a lot like the poor little deer that gets frozen in the highway by the headlights coming toward it. And that's the deer that will perish. It's really better to move to the right or the left or anywhere. Just stay in motion. But we're very hesitant to do that when the changes have been unpleasant for too long. We build this armor around us. And then the final, last problem with that is that the armor that's protecting us from the negativity is also the same armor that's shutting out the positive blessings that could come our way. It keeps us from opening up and taking a chance on a new opportunity or a recommendation from a friend or a positive thought that might come in or just doing something wonderful we used to do. And we said, no, I better not do that. And we solve our life with this protected, conservative place of non-action. And then we do nothing. And there's something else about this. The fourth major thing about this is it actually tends to trigger autoimmune type diseases, which are actually among the most serious of the chronic illnesses and diseases we have. And I think this is one of the reasons that the serious illnesses developed within 6 months to a year after a major loss are exactly there, because let's look at the sequence of how it happens. We're greatly thrown off center. It's a horrible thing. We don't want it to happen. We build our defense around it. Our defense immobilizes us. It keeps the positive blessings from coming in, whether it's nutritional input from food or just a hug from a friend. We stop trusting. We stop receiving the positive. We build the armor. The armor begins to trigger the autoimmune response. The autoimmune response is synchronistic with most of the serious illnesses. All of this is, again, ironically, part of our equilibrium. Because what we have done is we've created a false equilibrium that is then going to trigger a false state of health, which is an off-center, lie-based phenomena where the body is now operating in an autoimmune way. I don't know if you may need to listen to this recording and really absorb what I'm saying, because I don't have time to go into the scientific details on it. But what I'm telling you is a sequential, synchronistic, statistically studied phenomena. So, now, this leaves us with the one big question and the one great punchline. How do we get our true equilibrium back? Well, we need to remember who we truly are. We're not a player in a role, in a game, in a story. We are simply the love that we are. We're the person we are. And Yeshua taught us to do that. He taught us to forgive, not because we condone the actions. We forgive, but because we need to get ourselves out of that off-center, grudge-holding position. We need to not judge, because judgment takes us off-center. And we need to practice gratitude, not only as a state of heart, but as a state of generosity. Let me give you a little interesting clue. You can only give from the center of your being. If you are actually in a state of believing in scarcity right now, I guarantee you, you're in an off-center position, because it's only out at the perimeter of your life that there's scarcity. From the center of your life, there's nothing but pure abundance. Now, there may not be an abundance of money right now, but there's an abundance of something. It may be an abundance of smiles. It may be an abundance of creative ideas, an abundance of creative ideas and opportunity-oriented willingness. But there's abundance. At the center of your being is the fountain of your life. And it is a God-created center where there is nothing but abundance. You can take yourself back there through acts of generosity. And it might just be a smile you're giving. It might be a birthday card you send. It doesn't have to be a costly gift to come from a heart of generosity. It could simply be giving thanks in a prayer. It could be giving a letter of encouragement to someone or a letter of appreciation. There's all kinds of ways we express our generosity. But your generosity comes from your heart, no place else. Now, you might have a corporation that's set up as a non-profit part of it that's philanthropic, and every year you give so many thousands of dollars to some charity, so you get a tax write-off. That's not generosity. That's a figured-out plan. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the true generosity that springs from your heart. When you can be in that true generosity, when you can be the love that you are, when you can forgive, not necessarily condone, but forgive, including forgive yourself, when you can cease your judgments, when you can give of your love and your talents and apply them to making life better around you, you will start regaining your equilibrium. Another thing that's really miraculous about that is your prayers will work better. Now, that's why your prayers work better from the blessing, because Yeshua will be pouring energy through you from the top of your head down through your feet touching the ground and restoring through the Holy Spirit your inner equilibrium. We start this, just to go through this for anyone who's new, we start this, remove your shoes and socks so your feet are touching the ground, sit in a chair with your spine comfortably erect so that the force of gravity is moving through you. That's a very big factor in your equilibrium. Do not have any body part crossed, because the crossed body parts can throw the energy off of its equilibrium. Don't even have your fingers crossed. Allow your attention to drop into your heart, and then you will begin your prayer. I will begin my prayer to Yeshua. And the prayer, I will give you about 3 minutes for your prayer, and during your prayer, it will be two parts. First will be my prayer to Yeshua, and then I will be like his grounding instrument to convey the Holy Spirit through you for the remainder of the 3 minutes. I'll let you know when that's complete. And then I want you to go and rest without thinking for another 7 minutes. Now, that's important because you're restoring the inter-equilibrium through every cell of your body. And not just through the physical cells of your body, but the whole electromagnetic field around your body. And through the restoration of this equilibrium, your prayers become entrained in your life. Your prayers are more powerful because they are then attuned to the very movement of the planet, the very movement of the solar system, the movement of the universe, because they are in their true equilibrium. And then your life, as a ripple effect, has a better, more positive impact on everyone in the world around you. So that's really the anatomy of what we can do explained in the short form. If you want to know the whole story, then come to the Blessing Seminar on July 30th and 31st. We would love to have you. We'd love to have you as an instrument of carrying Yeshua's blessings out to the world and being a further extension of this in a physical, direct way to those around you. But we need to get on with our blessing now. And so if you will be in your position, shoes and socks off, feet on the ground, just allow your attention to fall into your heart peacefully. Tell your mind to go sit on the park bench. It's not part of this. One of the interesting things about our mind is it always feeds on and deals with disequilibrium or imbalance. That's what it was designed to address. So it's not part of this. Park it. Don't bring your mind into this. Only your prayers. And pray as you feel comfortable, whether it's through energy, words, or feelings. Pray the prayers of your heart. And pray simply and totally for everything you would desire and feel is truly to be part of your life and the completion of your life. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for being with us, one among us, continuing with us, as us, within us, helping us to discover and restore our wholeness and our personal equilibrium within ourselves, within the world around us, with the planet, with the solar system, with the universe, and most of all, with our Holy Creator. In that we receive the Holy Spirit, knowing that even though we have built up many defense mechanisms against receiving that which we do not understand, we know that we can trust and have faith in the blessings and the goodness of our Creator, that we are united with our Creator in perfect love, holy love, that will again make us whole and address all of the needs of our body, heart, soul, and being as we open up to the blessings of God, the blessings of life, and all that we can receive. In your name we ask this. Amen. conveyance is complete. Now, I want you to go and rest for 7 minutes in silence and just peace, and it's okay if you fall asleep. Just don't think. Don't make lists to yourself. Be well, be blessed, be loved, and we'll see you again next week. Bye-bye from me.